The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Michael, Michael. Hi, Michael Edwards. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
So glad to be on the air here with Michael Edwards, who is publisher, founder, and editor-in-chief of Organic Lifestyle Magazine, also co-owner of Green Lifestyle Market and Healthy. I can't even read my own handwriting.
Healing the Body.
Healing the Body. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. My handwriting is terrible. So today, Michael is going to talk to us a bit about raw milk. What's the deal with raw milk?
I believe it's very beneficial. Personally, I eat very, very few animal products.
Right.
But for there's two different things going on here. There's health issues and then there's animal rights. And
right.
Oftentimes they coincide at least to a degree. But with raw, with any kind of dairy, you've got an issue of impregnating the cow over and over again to produce the dairy milk. But with raw dairy, you've got all these health benefits that you don't have with pasteurized dairy. You've got enzymes that help us digest the milk and are killed during pasteurization.
Right.
When milk is homogenized, the proteins are changed at a molecular level. They're no longer proteins that we can assimilate properly. They're cancer-causing proteins, they're mutated proteins. And so the processing of conventional milk causes all of the serious health problems that we're familiar with, from allergies to the fact that it feeds candida and bacteria
because,
and virus.
Because the healthy natural enzymes and other materials that are wiped out with pasteurization are not present, right?
Yeah, and then we can't digest it, and it
rots
in our digestive system, turning into simple sugars that feed all of the bad stuff.
Oh, goody. Yes, I see. It's an unpleasant thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to people who are like, oh, but you know, you can get sick from raw milk?
You can if it's conventionally farmed. For instance, I would never drink raw milk from a conventional dairy farmer. There's a lot of pus in the milk.
Oh.
There's a lot of bacteria, E. coli, potentially in there. The thing about factory farming is we all have E. coli in our gut, but the E. coli that makes us sick is a mutated bacteria that learned how to survive the incredibly acidic environment that cows have when they're fed grains that they're not naturally supposed to eat.
Right.
And the same cows are given all these antibiotics and all these other drugs, and it's an incredibly hostile environment for the bacteria, and only the strong survive. And then you've got this incredibly powerful E. coli that can kill us that's just not found in nature. And so that conventional cow is very likely to have that. That milk needs to be processed in a way that kills all of the bacteria, which also kills the enzymes.
Okay, so the actual process in factory farming creates the environment whereby you need to have antibiotics because it creates these crazy super, you know, E. coli, whatever, mutant bacteria. So it's just sort of like this compounding circular problem. But in other words, outside, happy cows outside in a smaller farm system, they're eating grass, which they're supposed to eat, rather than the heavy grains, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thus don't have all of this necessity for antibiotics and stuff? No pus in the milk?
Well, one of the common misnomers is that it's necessary to give these cows antibiotics. Antibiotics actually help the cows grow bigger and fatter. They work along with the hormones. And so it's not that they're giving them all these antibiotics to keep them from getting sick. It's way past that. They're so infected with everything. It's absolutely disgusting, and they know that. They've wrecked the immune systems completely. It's just a matter of growth.
Oh, so now we are getting into just really upsetting animal, treatment.
Yes, and I do want to also mention, just for safety, if you're drinking raw milk, you do need to have a strong immune system. And the reason for that is there's water runoff issues and all kinds of other potential for a cow and or milk to, in some way, shape, or form, get the E. coli from a factory farm, even if that farm is doing things right. It's kind of like having an organic field of corn and finding out that you have GMO corn because of cross-contamination.
Got it, right.
So it's just to be on the safe side. It really, people with strong immune systems that are healthy are so incredibly unlikely, I should say, to die from E. coli poisoning. But I don't recommend raw milk for somebody who has a weak immune system unless they truly, absolutely know the source is safe.
Got it. So, I mean, really, what is the percentage? Do you have any idea what the percentages are of infections from, you know, healthily or carefully produced raw milk?
I know of none. I just know it's scientifically possible.
Right.
There have been a few times when we thought there was an instance, and then when we really did our due diligence, it was not at all the case. But it's just possible, scientifically speaking.
Right. Now, are you familiar with or involved with the Weston Price Foundation? Don't they do a lot of work with raw milk products?
I have received a few of their emails, so I'm subscribed in some way, shape, or form. I recently did an article, and I think I cited one of their web pages.
Oh, okay. No, I was just curious if, because I know they've done a lot of research and they do a lot of work to promote raw milk consumption and the health value of it, and obviously a lot of different reasons. So what else should we know about finding raw milk and knowing where it comes from?
There are legal states that where you can buy raw milk. Let me rephrase that. There are states where you can buy raw milk legally. There are states where you can only buy raw milk if it's for your pet with a veterinarian prescription,
right,
or without one, you just have to say it's for your pet. There's states where you can own a share of a cow. For instance, let's say I have a cow and you say, I want some of your raw milk. And I'll say, I'll sell you 10% of my cow. And then you can pick up 10% of its product, the raw milk that my cow produces, every week. And
wow.
So essentially you own a piece of my cow for as long as you want to own it. And so there's loopholes in almost every state, possibly every state. I'd have to read up on it.
We're here in New Jersey. I know it is not legal, or it hasn't been. Maybe that's changed since I've last really researched this. But I had friends who would drive out to Pennsylvania and pick up like a huge cooler with all kinds of milk or a truck. You know, they'd take a cooler truck out there and then come back. And, you know, there's sort of a cooperative of people that you know, pitched in to buy milk from Pennsylvania.
That happened in Georgia, too. And Georgia is one of those states where you can get raw milk if you're going to give it to your pet with a veterinarian prescription. But it was easier to hop on over to, I believe it was North Carolina. And so they had some people that would do that for a bunch of people.
Is the legality, does that have to do with the dairy lobby in a given state that's very strong, perhaps?
It's kind of like marijuana. Every state's different, and there's a lot of changes going on right now.
Interesting.
So it's not necessarily that one dairy lobby is, or that the dairy lobby is working harder in one state than the other. It really has so many different variables. But the reason it came about was not so much for safety as when you pasteurize milk, you can leave it on the shelf for so much longer.
Oh, okay.
And shelf life is one of the most important things when it comes to selling fresh foods and making a profit.
Got it. Okay. And I had another question. I can't remember. Talk to us about some of the other health benefits of raw milk. Because I've heard folks who may be, have dairy allergies or whatever, lactose intolerance, tend to do okay on raw milk products. Do you find that?
Yes. And there are cases where people don't do okay on raw milk, but if they give it a few weeks being completely off dairy, sometimes they may need to detoxify or adjust their diet overall to be healthier so that their body doesn't confuse any and all dairy with the bad dairy.
Right.
Let your body calm down, because right now if you're allergic to regular milk and you eat raw milk, your body's going to produce a histamine response, because it's going to be like, oh my God, milk, and it's not going to care if it's going to do any damage or not. It's just going to freak out, if that makes sense. So you may need to get off of it for a little while, but in every case, if somebody is healthy, it does not matter if they were allergic to milk or not. They can consume raw milk.
Wow.
In every case that I've worked with, I should say. And everybody is different, but I'm talking about 30 people, I believe.
Interesting. Well, I know that I'm primarily dairy-free, and if I do have right now, that's for today, and if I do have dairy, I do look for raw, but it's like I said, I'm in New Jersey, so they're not easy to find.
There's certain cheeses.
Yeah. Yes, I have been able to find cheese.
Yeah, because some cheese cannot legally be called what it's called without being raw. There are certain kinds of cheeses that are only able to be made for being raw, and if they were to pasteurize the milk first, it wouldn't be that kind of cheese anymore.
Right.
And so you can find that in pretty much every state. So if you don't care about drinking the milk, but you're just looking for raw cheeses, you should be good in every state. And the article I'm writing for you guys will have links to be able to find out exactly what your state's laws are.
Ooh, thank you so much. This is really interesting, and I'm glad we're talking about it, because I don't think it's talked about enough, and people should kind of investigate what this is about. Also, not only for their own health, but also for the health of the animals, because it's beginning to upset me to think about how sick these cows really are that are in this factory farming style.
Yeah, it's a big issue for me. There's a part of me that wishes everybody would go vegan,
and I know
that's totally unrealistic, but there's also a huge part of me that says the most important thing we can do, whether we eat meat or not, is find a way to support people that are doing a better job of treating animals humanely.
I agree.
You may be vegan.
Yeah.
You may think that nobody should eat meat or nobody should use animals in any way, shape, or form. But in my opinion, you can do the world a lot more good in a more realistic way by not beating people over the head and saying, be vegan, but by talking about animal rights and talking about the realities that are out there.
I 100% agree, and I'm so glad you called today, and I'm looking forward to seeing the post. And will you provide maybe a recipe? Do you happen to have – I know this isn't a Foodie File segment, but if you have anything or can come up with anything that might be fun for folks –
Yeah, I'll put a few ways you can use some raw milk and a specific recipe in there, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Michael. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Yes, absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.